Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Actor Michael Sheen has made a name for himself with a very particular sort of movie role. He impersonates real-life British media figures, Prime Minister Tony Blair in The Queen, TV host David Frost in Frost Nixon, and in the new film, The Damned United, he plays Brian Clough, a legendary soccer coach who's not so familiar on this side of the Atlantic, but our critic Bob Mondello says he's worth getting to know.
Let me confess right at the top that what I don't know about soccer fills volumes, especially about British Premier League soccer in the 1970s. But it didn't take me long to get pretty caught up in a rivalry I'd never heard of between old Leeds United manager Don Revie and the upstart who took over his job, Brian Clough. Clough apparently went on to be widely regarded as among the greatest managers in English football, but he seems to have had a death wish when he took over the Leeds United team, greeting them something like this.
You lot may all be internationals and have won all the domestic honours there are to win under Don Revie. But as far as I'm concerned, the first thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest flipping dustbin you can find, because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by blooming cheating.
Oddly, this did not endear him to the players. In real life, they remained so loyal to Revie and were so put off by Clough that he lasted a mere 44 days before being sacked, days chronicled with much glee by director Tom Hooper, who has great fun recreating a bygone era in which players arrived for games in business suits and managers talked a lot more openly in TV interviews than they do today. Revie and Clough did one together, and it wasn't pretty.
Listening to you, I'm struck that this is not just a business matter for you both. It's personal. Am I right?
Well, we're very different people, Don and I. We have different styles in football and in life. I'm a warm man, an idealist. I do believe in fairies, and that's my outlook. Don is slightly different. There's a hardness to him. He's a cold person.
No, you don't know
and
me.
And that lack of warmth, that coldness, was there. It permeated the club when I arrived.
I totally refute that. You ask any of my players. I was like a father to them.
Cole Meany plays Revie, and Michael Sheen all but disappears into Clough. Video footage of the real guys at the end of the film shows just how good a job of impersonation both actors are doing. Screenwriter Peter Morgan has them engaged in the same sort of psychological dueling and media manipulation that he created in The Queen and Frost Nixon, which is not to suggest that The Damned United feels derivative or recycled, with a central character seemingly intent on pouring gasoline on himself as he goes down in flames. This is hardly a conventional sports flick, especially as it spends so little time on the soccer field that sports fans may feel slightly shortchanged. Only slightly, though, since the agony of defeat has seldom been depicted with as much storytelling joy as it is in The Damned United. I'm Bob Mondello.